Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Welcome back, Bella. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm, you know, tired, really busy, as I'm sure you are.
Yep, it happens.
It happens to all of us. It's day 160 for you.
Okay.
Nice even number.
Yeah.
Into the second semester. So we've got two major things to talk about that you've given us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got your major
and
worship chapels.
Yes.
So let's start with your major. It seems to me, reading this, that you might be questioning it a bit?
Maybe. I have always had a hard time making big decisions that, like, they're not in a sense that there is no going back, but big decisions that, in a way, will, I guess, define my future. And I feel like I'm just not good at it because it's a lot of pressure, and there's no one really telling you to, like, hey, this is what you're supposed to do. I've always had parents that are very much like, you're an adult now, you like make your own decisions, and of course they're always going to be there to support me and to walk through life with me, but in the end, like, these big decisions are mine to make, and so they give me, I guess, the freedom and the ability to do that. And so it's kind of scary because I don't know if this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I love broadcasting, but is it what I want to do career-wise? And then I'm about to, you know, put a lot of money down on this as well, and it's just like, I'm getting a little anxious that, like, what happens if I love it and then in 2 years before I even graduate, I'm like, you know what, I'm actually want to do this as a career. So it's a big decision and it's very overwhelming because I feel like there is really no wrong decision is, like, what I keep getting told is by everyone that I've asked advice for, like the counselor, you know, all these people are just like, there's no wrong decision with these kinds of things. It just has to be one that you make. And I'm not good at making decisions. I'm very indecisive. So I was like, well, okay.
Right.
There's a lot of things I'm interested in. And, like, this is the thing that I'm most passionate about right now. But what if that changes? And I'm fairly new to the major as far as, like, growing up, this wasn't something that I was, like, overly invested in. It was, I obviously did enjoy it a lot more than other kids, which probably would have said something. But it wasn't something that, like, I have been working for my entire life. So
right.
Now I feel like, what happens if, you know, like, something else interests me in a year or two? Or so it's very overwhelming. It's a big decision. So I opted this year to just take gen eds and to get all my gen eds knocked out. So that way, coming next semester, it'll strictly be, you know, like, moving into my major courses.
Why'd you do that?
I think to give myself a little bit more time. Because I feel very nervous if I start taking these classes now and then I decide to switch majors, which I don't know if that's even something that I would even do. It's just the idea of what if I switch majors and all these classes can't transfer and now I have all of this going on and then, you know, like, I spent all that time and money and it's just a lot of stuff. So I just decided just gen eds. It gives me a lot more time to make the decision and to, like, be a lot more confident in moving forward and taking major classes. But it also helps me be able to, like, transfer my classes going in and that kind of stuff. Kind of, I guess, make the decision a little easier for me personally, I guess. I don't know if it makes it easier for anybody else, but.
No, I understand. When I came in as a freshman, I switched my major 4 times in the first semester. I went undecided Bible, undecided theater.
And okay, yeah.
When I was Bible, it just wasn't the right feel for me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if. Is this really what I want to be doing my whole life? I can tell you from experience that when I did pick theater, it was like, yes, this is where I was supposed to be the whole time. So I can't help you in picking your major, which is, you know, hard for you. And I'm sure everyone's wanting to help you give advice. But all I can say is it's going to come with time.
Yeah.
You'll land up in the right spot at some given moment. And truly, you don't have to have it figured out this year. You could figure that out next year. My sophomore year, I added a communication degree. I didn't have that freshman year, so I started that one late, and I'm still doing it.
Yeah, and it's like I've been asking a lot of people about it, and the one thing that doesn't help is every person that I've talked to that's been to college, is they're just like, oh, and then she goes, trust me, honey, you'll switch your major at least 3 more times before you graduate. And I'm like, that's not helping.
That's a statistic somewhere, like yeah. 2 or 3 times yeah. on average someone will change their major.
I mean, I guess there's always next time as well. So I guess there's not too much pressure, but it's just more of like, I want to make a good decision. But that does make sense. And I'm sure I'll figure it out. It's not something I'm too worried about in a sense of like, I won't be able to figure it out. I think it's just more like, I feel like there's a time constraint. And I don't work the best with time constraints.
Sure, there is one, but it's a pretty long one right now.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you're doing gen eds now, which means you can work more here in the radio and mm-hmm. get more experience and really just feel if this is something that you want to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that was the plan of, you know, I guess getting a little bit of experience under my belt and then being able to see like, oh, is this something I could see myself doing for, mm-hmm. you know, so many plus years, so.
Well, Bella, I'm not worried for you. I'm sure you're worried for yourself, which you only could be, but it's all going to come together at some point.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about worship chapel. You said that you love chapel, but one day you don't look forward to for chapel is worship, and that's just because your heart's not in the right place. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it was a big thing last semester as far as like worship chapels. I never really said anything out loud, but in my head it was always something that I was like, ah, you know, like I could be doing other things. Like I have stuff to do. I have things that like I would want to do. And I never really thought much about that thought personally. Like I was just like, oh, I kind of just pushed that aside. I'm like, well, it's, you know, it's something that I have to do. Kind of like how Dr. White said on Thursday, it's just kind of like a box you're checking. Like, oh, I just have to be there. So it was in chapel and we start to go to worship. And I stood up and my first thought was like, ugh, you know, like there's other things I could be doing right now. And then I caught it and I realized like, whoa, hold on a second. That's not right. Like for multiple reasons. But it kind of made me question what exactly is going on with me that I would take away the significance of worshiping the Lord. Like, obviously, that's a key component of a believer's day. Like, not just as a checkbox, but like he has so much that he should be worshipped for that it shouldn't be something that I'm just like, oh, you know, just got to worship the Lord because I have to. So that was something that I had been thinking about for the past few days, just like even small moments in my day, instead of just like turning around and giving like a small praise to the Lord. I was just more like, hey, I kind of need help with this, Lord. Could you give me guidance? Could you? I was just asking to receive things rather than actually praising the Lord for what he's already done in my life and just what he's done in everyone's life. So I guess it was just something that I caught and I realized like, hold on a second. I'm not giving 100% to the Lord when I should be. And that changed the way that I saw worship in chapel is I stopped thinking about everything that I had to do or like things that were due, things that I wanted to do. And I just really focused on truly worshiping the Lord and giving everything that I had to the Lord. And I did feel a difference in a sense of I was a lot more attentive to what they were saying. I was a lot more attentive to I guess I understood what they were saying a lot better. It wasn't something that just kind of like flew over my head. And it was something that I could hold on to a lot longer as far as like I was thinking about it more. And although it was like a small, I guess, change because it's something that I've recently been working on is just spending more time and being present when we're worshiping and when we're going through these sermons and those kinds of things. And even when I'm reading my word in my own day, rather than treating it as something that just needs to be like checked off, I want to be more present and applying of what I'm learning and meditating on what I'm learning more than just trying to get it done because I have to. And having a different mentality towards worshiping the Lord, spending time with the Lord, and those kinds of things. Like the quiet moments throughout my day should be something that I'm excited about rather than I have to. Which at the beginning of my walk, it was something that I was super excited about to spend quiet time with the Lord. And I feel like I started to get busy and instead of that making me rely on the Lord more, that made me kind of be like, well, I have to put that on the back burner because I don't want to fall behind on all these things.
Exactly.
Rather than being like, I need you more now because now life's getting stressful. So that definitely is something that opened my eyes and made me realize where I'm putting my faith and where I'm putting my trust, I guess, throughout the day. And I've realized a lot of my trust is going into myself as far as like, oh, I have to be the one to complete these things, when I should be putting my trust in God. And not that I shouldn't be doing my schoolwork, because that's definitely an important thing to do. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, I should be giving my day to the Lord and then moving forward with everything else.
Sure. That's why you're here. You're here because
yes.
God said that you could be.
Yes.
And then secondarily, you're here at Cedarville to get a degree. So
yes.
You're right. God first, academic second. But I think that's, it's such a hard thing to do, to worship with everything else going on in your life, thinking about all the stuff that you have to do. I mean, college, we are so stretched thin
mm-hmm.
in so many different areas of our life. And not to mention that we are growing adults and we have to start learning how to become one at the same time. You're being asked to focus on so many different facets of your life and then put them aside for a set amount of time so that you can focus on the Lord. I completely understand how hard that is, but I'm so glad your conviction, the Holy Spirit, talked to you about that, because you're right. If you can center your day on God, the one who placed you here, through his worship, through giving back to him, then, I mean, he'll continue to give to you.
Yeah, and it was at the beginning, again, like when I first started this walk, it was something that really was honestly helping me with like feeling so stressed, which I tend to run with a lot of stress. So it was something that when I would center my day around the Lord, I felt a lot more relieved. And then as I got more busy, for some reason, I feel like there's just a lot of influences going on right now. There's so many things, so many people trying to like influence you, which I feel like is in a sense a good thing sometimes. You know, like we have a lot of great professors and we have a lot of great students and we have a lot of great things. But I feel like one thing, too, that I've been kind of neglecting is the amount of time that I spend being influenced by worldly aspects, like social media, specific songs. Mm. And not that these things are that they should never, like, you can't ever get on social media, you can't ever listen to specific songs. But, like, one thing that my speech professor said, he was talking about influences that we have on social media and how much. And I realized that a lot of things that I would do is when I wasn't doing anything and I had a small break, the first thing that I would go to is just social media. I would just see what everyone else is up to, you know, like all the posts, those kinds of things, instead of having a break throughout the day and turning back to the Lord and, you know, spending a small quiet time. And there's nothing wrong with social media. I just realized that there was a huge influence of social media on my life. I feel like it played a big part of me not spending so much time and actually praising the Lord, because immediately once I was done doing school, I would just, I guess, do something small to entertain myself and then go to bed, wake up
sure.
the next day
yeah.
and continue on. I feel like every time I get in the Word, I'm convicted of something. And sometimes that's not my favorite thing to do.
But that's how it should go,
yes,
typically.
Yes, for sure. It's good, and it's something that I definitely need, but it also was something that I guess I just started to push away because I was just like, ugh, I don't want to feel convicted right now. You mm-hmm. know, like, I'm tired. I don't want to have to change. And so that's something that I'm working on, is something that I caught and I saw, and I was like, okay, this is important and something that I need to, I guess, change, something that I want to change.
It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah, of course.
But it's powerful that you noticed it now and that you continue to work on it. So, Bella, good job overall the past 2 weeks, even though it's been challenging in some sense. It's actually more for growth than decline. So we will talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Maya Monroe. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.